record, not this record!
Singles, albums, LP records, and they're all scratched.
Sound just like a record on a phonograph.
May I say, before this record spins to a close.
Today on The Vinyl Experience, celebrating the centennial of Billie Holiday. Get well wishes for Joni Mitchell. Nuptial congratulations for Barry Manilow. Remembering a Beatle bride. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience.
Not shall lose. So the Bible says, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have. God bless the child that's got his own will. That's got his own. And the strong seem to get more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grave. 'Cause mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. And when you got money, you got lots of friends, the crowd in round. Crust of bread and such, you can help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, and Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Yeah.
nations may give you a crust of bread and such. You can help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, and Papa may have, but God bless the child who can stand up and say, I got my own.
Drink and gamble, make you stay out all make you drink and gamble, make you stay out all night long. Love will make you do things that you know is wrong. Treat me right, baby, I'll stay home every day. Just treat me right, baby, I'll stay home night and day. But you're so mean to me, baby, I know you're gonna drive me away. It's just like a faucet, it turns off and on. Love is like a faucet, it turns off and on. Sometimes when you think it's on, baby, it has turned off and gone.
The Billie Holiday Centennial is in the spotlight on the Vinyl Experience. There's Billie recorded in vivid stereo for a spectacular CBS TV program that brought giants of jazz together one last time, Fine and Mellow, and Blood, Sweat, and Tears version of Billie's own composition, God Bless the Child.
I'm traveling light.
Most of the songs that Billie Holiday was famous for were written by others, popular standards that were up for grabs, and when someone else sings a song that Billie left her indelible impression on, you can't help but hear the echo of Billie Holiday in Mel Torme's Velvet Fog approach to I Wished on the Moon.
Every night was long and gloomy. Shadows gathered in the air. No one ever listened to me. No one wondered, did I care? None in all the world to love me. None to count the stars that hung. Then the moon came out above me, and I saw that it was young. I wished on the moon for something I never knew. Wished on the moon for more than I ever knew. A sweeter rose, a softer sky, an April. That would not dance away. I begged of a star to throw me a beam or two. Wished on a star and asked for a dream or two. Oh, Lord, for every loveliness, it all came true. I wished on the moon on the moon for you.
Moonlight cocktails and intoxicating love weren't the only stuff or substance of Billie Holiday's songs. The most famous Billie Holiday performance is of a poem that conveys a harrowing tale. It's safe to say that there's no other song like this in all of 20th century art. Susie and the Banshees take a stab at Billie Holiday's strange fruit.
Southern trees bear strange fruit, blood on the leaves and blood at the roots, black bodies swaying in the southern. Trees, pastoral sing of the gallant south, of the bulging eyes and the twisted mouth, scent of magnolia, sweet and fresh, then sudden.
Vinyl Experience, celebrating the Billie Holiday centennial with 33s, 45s, and even a few 78s. When Billie Holiday recorded her original Strange Fruit, late 1930s, she had her own run-ins with backwards racial attitudes and the double standard in American entertainment when she toured with the Artie Shaw Orchestra. Here is a great pop hit by that band that featured for the one and only time Billie Holiday on vocal. Artie wrote the tune, which was unusual for a big band leader. It was called Any Old Time.
just be asking, darling. Any old time you need me, I'll be there. With love that's lasting, darling, all through the years we'll stand together, sharing the tears and stormy weather and the sunshine. We'll be yours and mine. Any old time you're blue, you'll have our love to chase away the blues. And any old thing you do, I'll see you through. So just remember that I am waiting, dear. If ever you want me, I'll be near. Any old time and any place where you may be.
The contrast between Billie Holiday in 1938 singing Any Old Time with the Artie Shaw Orchestra and in 1958 on her album Lady in Satin singing I'm a Fool to Want You is startling, to say the least. The ravages of not time but heart living, 20 years apart in those two recordings, was painfully evident. That song, I'm a Fool to Want You, is not just a great Billy Torch performance, but a signature song of another great artist celebrating a centennial this year. Frank Sinatra co-wrote that song and sings about Billie Holiday in this tune honoring Billie's nickname, Lady Day.
Shades of blue, her song was sad, the words were true. Her morning came too fast, too soon, and died before the afternoon. Poor Lady Day could use some love, some sunshine. Lady Day has too much rain. Poor Lady Day could use some spring, some breezes. Lady Day has too much pain. It's such a lonely face, it's such a cloudy sky, so many shadows in her eyes, so many empty dreams, so many bitter times. Just a handful of broken rhymes. Poor Lady Day could use a smile, some kindness. Lady Day has too much rain. Poor Lady Day could use some dreams, some flowers. Lady Day has too much pain. Just too much to say, just too much to know. Goodbye.
When she walked on down the street, like a child staring at her feet. But when she passed the bar and she heard the music play, she had to go insane. It had to be that way. She the applause had died down.
Songs called Lady Day by a couple of artists who couldn't be more dissimilar except for one thing. They both hail from the greater New York area, and they were American originals, Lou Reed and Frank Sinatra. One more musical meditation about Billie Holiday and the price that fame claimed. This next song was not necessarily written about Billie, but there are sketches of her life all through the band's stage fright.
See? let him start all over again.
Retirement, not an option. That is the latest word from Mick Jagger as the Stones prepare to roll yet again on tour and roll out some more previously unreleased music, a rare 1971 club date, including that live version of Chuck Berry's Let It Rock, will be coming out officially for the first time. Let It Rock was released as an EP track on the first Rolling Stones Records record, the single Brown Sugar, back with Bitch and Let It Rock in the UK. Of all the lonely people in the otherwise bright circle of the Beatles, Cynthia Lennon was the most long-suffering. She passed away this week at the age of 75. Cynthia, of course, was John's first wife, abandoned for Yoko Ono, but not forgotten in song. There are quite a few that were inspired by Cynthia. This one underscores the complexity of their relationship.
See you go by. My oh my, when you sigh, my inside just flies. Butterfly, why am I so shy when I'm beside you? It's only love and that is all. Why should I feel the way I do? It's only love and that is all. But it's so hard loving you. Is it right that you and I should fight every night? Just the sight of you makes nighttime bright. Very bright. Haven't I the right to make it up, girl? It's only love and that is all. Why should I feel the way I do? It's only love and that is all.
The Decemberists' latest, Spinning from a 45, their single Make You Better on the Vinyl Experience. And get well wishes to Joni Mitchell, whom I hope has not lost her sense of humor and her sparkle and wit, despite a downturn in her health lately. In this song, she indulges a wry relationship with doctors, you could say.
My analyst told me that I was right out of my head, the way he described it. He said I'd be better dead than alive. I didn't listen to his jive. I knew all along that he was all wrong, and I knew that he thought I was crazy, but I'm not, don't know. My analyst told me that I was right out of my head. He said I'd need treatment, but I'm not that easily led. He said I was the type that was most inclined when out of his sight to be out of my mind. And he thought I was nuts, no more ifs, ands, or buts. They say as a child I appeared a little bit wild with all my crazy ideas, but I knew what was happening, I knew I was a genius. What's so strange when you know that you're a wizard at three? I knew that this was meant to be. Now I heard little children were supposed to sleep tight. That's why I got into the vodka one night. My parents got frantic, didn't know what to do. But I saw some crazy scenes before I came to now. Do you think I was crazy? I may have been only three, but I was swinging. They all up at angry young men. They all up at Edison and also at Einstein. So why should I feel sorry if they just couldn't understand the idiomatic logic that went on in my head? I had a brain, it was insane. Oh, they used to laugh at me when I refused to ride on all those double-decker buses, all because there was no driver on the top.
What, no driver on the top?
Man, the chick is twisted, crazy, oop-shooby, here, Flip City.
My analyst told me that I was right out of my head, but I said, dear doctor, I think that it's you instead, because I have got a thing that's unique and new. To prove it, I'll have the last laugh on you, cause instead of one head, I got two. And you know two heads are better than one.
And finally, wedding bells are ringing for one of the all-time great romantics of song, Better Late Than Never, Barry Manilow.
And all I could
that's the Vinyl Experience, as the world gives a whole lot of love back to Barry Manilow. Discover past Vinyl Experience shows at TuneIn Radio or iTunes. Visit the Vinyl Experience Radio Show Facebook page. Follow me on Twitter. I'm Paul Cavalcante.